Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, December 16th. The United Way of Bruce Gray could have to cut back some programming next year. Executive Director Francesca Dobbin says while nothing's been decided yet, the organization continues to face challenges with donations.
We don't know where we're going to land from a deficit standpoint because donations are down. And that's going to really be a big job for myself and our board going forward next year. We're going to have to cut some programs.
She says utility support applications, the United Way Backpack Program, and funding for partner agencies could be curtailed next year because of the challenge with donations. A nomination meeting will be held in Owen Sound this evening to select the next provincial Green Party candidate for Bruce Gray Owen Sound. Gray Highlands councillor Joel Lowhead and Natasha Akawenzi of Neah Shinningming are vying for the nomination. The meeting will be held from 7 to 9 tonight at the Harmony Center. Gray County will be continuing transit service between Dundalk and Orangeville. The Gray Transit Route service was scheduled to end in the new year, but now Dufferin County has chosen to continue supporting it through the end of March. On the national news, Canada Post will resume operations tomorrow morning. The Canada Industrial Relations Board ordered workers to return to their jobs after a strike that lasted more than a month. The board held hearings over the weekend. Postal workers will get a 5% pay hike as an interim measure, and the rest of their previous collective agreement will be extended until May. And Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will present the Liberal government's fall economic statement today in Ottawa. It's expected to show a larger-than-anticipated deficit. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly higher open this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading as investors turn their attention to the U.S. Federal Reserve interest rate decision on deck this week. On Friday, a mixed close for markets. The Dow was down 86 points to 43,828. The S&P 500 closed flat and the NASDAQ little changed as well. The TSX was off 136 points to 25,274. Bitcoin trading up nearly 1% near an all-time high at around 103,800 US. The price of oil is down 1%, 70.50 per barrel. Gold up a quarter point, 2,680 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar is at 70.19 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodung and Remax. The Maple Leafs scored three goals in less than 3 minutes to rally for a win over Buffalo. John Tavares had a hat trick. The Sabres are winless in 10. Buffalo's NFL team is doing much better. Bills outscored Detroit 48-42, snapping the Lions' 11-game winning streak. Dan Campbell's taking some heat for a failed onside kick with 12 minutes to go that led to a Bills touchdown. Houston clinched the AFC South with a win over Miami. Pittsburgh lost to Philadelphia, but got some help, so the Steelers clinched. Eagles are in, too. Chiefs are also in. They defeated Cleveland, but Patrick Mahomes left with an ankle injury that is categorized as week-to-week. Seattle's playoff hopes took a hit. They lost to Green Bay and lost Geno Smith to a knee injury. No timetable for him yet. And the Vikings, who play the Bears tonight, secured the playoffs with that Seahawks loss. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Saugeen Shores Winterhawks downed the Lucknow Lancers 9-2 yesterday. And in the Greater Metro Junior League, the Meaford Knights lost 7-1 to the Bradford Rattlers. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agent have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Cloudy today with periods of rain beginning near noon, a high of 5. Tonight, rain ending near midnight, then cloudy with a chance of some more showers overnight, a low of 1. And tomorrow, cloudy with the odd sunny break, chance of some flurries or showers, a high around 0.